Well, it's so good to be here. We didn't think we were going to make it, I tell you. And it's interesting. I think it all sort of fits together. You know, I put this all together yesterday. And I was so proud of myself because I didn't have to stay up late. And I was getting ready this morning, and then I practiced it, and I had it. I thought, well, wow, I've got time to do other stuff, so I'm just going to go over here and work on something else. And I've got a desk across the room that has a little, you ever seen those little chairs that have the you sit, you go on your knees and you sit back on them, they don't have a back on them?
Yep.
I pulled that thing just a little bit out so I could just sit down, you know, just kind of wrap around it and sit down on the back end of it. Don't do that with one of those chairs. The next thing I knew, it flipped upside down, and I was across the room. So I hope I can stand up long enough to finish this up here today. But just to say, I don't know, maybe the Lord was saying, remember what you're talking about. Don't get your pride all up in here. Because guess what? You deserve it too. But I call this, titled this message today, You Deserve It. Because, boy, don't we think we deserve it. Yep. We hear it on the TV all the time. That's what they try to sell us, right? There's some good-looking dessert on the TV that you know, what did they say? You deserve it. We were at Rockfish, one of my favorite places, one of my favorite places, and having a party last night. It came time for that free dessert that they were going to give out. Oh, well, after all, I was good all week. Most of it. I was good all week. Now, you know, leave out the fact that I was only good all week because that's all Linda will fix for me because she loves me. But I was good all week, so I deserve this free dessert. Right? Even they know it. They're giving it to me for free. But we do. We think that we deserve things. And we get told all the time, even by people who mean well, you deserve it. Well, and we think that we do. Our country was founded on some very basic human rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Well, that's good. And there are certain rights that ought to come with being God's creation, and we ought to afford people a certain amount of dignity because they are God's creation. But boy, we didn't stop there. We just started adding more and more and more and more. Now there's hardly anything you can think of. If somebody thinks they need it, they think they got a right to it. And it's easy for us as people that are sometimes facing challenges because a lot of times all we got to do is say, I need it. Somebody will come up with it and give it to you. So it's easy for us to start feeling like, well, that's my due. I'm supposed to get that. I have a right to that. We think we deserve it. Respect. I know in certain cultures, certain cultural areas of our own country, that's respect is a big deal. You look at somebody, funny, next thing you know, you got a gun in your face because you disrespected them. We think we deserve respect. Didn't we? Recognition. And I know that a lot of us struggle with this one because we feel like we've done something good. We feel like we've done something right. Maybe we worked in the church all of our lives. Maybe we did a good job at work. Maybe we did do something good for our family. And there's a rightness in being recognized. I'm not saying that that's not right. But what I'm wanting to get to is the way that we're thinking and what's in our hearts.
Amen.
And we think that we deserve something for that, or we deserve a reward for something that we've done. I meant to write it down, but there's a passage in Luke, I think it is, and I would have to go hunt it down. But basically what he says is, you know, if you've done everything that you were supposed to do, then say to yourself, we're unworthy servants because we've done just what we were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Doing what we're supposed to do doesn't get us anything. Yeah. Or maybe we feel like we deserve sympathy. Something goes wrong. We think that everybody ought to cry right along with us. We feel like we deserve that somehow. We got a problem. We got a handicap. We got a struggle. Well, everybody ought to be falling all over themselves to help us. Not necessarily.
Amen.
Not necessarily. Because, you know, the Bible tells us pretty clearly what we really deserve. I'm not going to cover any new scriptures, and there's a reason for that, and I'll get to that. I'm not going to cover new scriptures that you haven't heard today. In fact, there's some of the same ones we've been kind of hinting at through all of this time we've spent with evangelism, but there's a reason for that. These need to be so ingrained in the way that we think that we don't have to even look them up. We just know these are the things that God says, and this is the message that we need to communicate to the world. So we'll go through some of the same scriptures. But it's the truth. What we really deserve, the Bible is very clear. What we really deserve is punishment.
Amen.
What does Romans 3:10 say? That there's none of us that are righteous. Romans 3:23 says we're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. There is an impossible standard of holiness. And it doesn't matter how good we think we are, we can never meet that standard of holiness.
Amen.
And because we can't meet that standard, Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Because what we deserve is not what we get when we give our lives to the Lord. That is the wonder of it all. That's the message. I don't want to leave you condemned today saying, well, goodness, I don't guess I deserve anything. Just, you know, lock me up and throw away the key. Well, that's true. You don't deserve it. But you have a loving God who's gracious and merciful. And he gives us what we don't deserve.
Amen.
He gives us righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, or sin on our behalf, actually is the way this one reads, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He gives us righteousness. We don't have it. But he gives it to us. He gives us peace. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. Well, I'm not brought up to be righteous. I'm supposed to be brought up to live right.
I'm not really able to hear you, Kelly, but I'll answer your questions afterwards.
All right. We're not brought up to live righteously or something. We're just not brought up that way.
We're not brought up to live righteously.
Well, you're right. We're not. Yeah. But that's why we have to learn. Mm-hmm. And that's why God had to do what he did. Because you're right. We're not brought up to live righteously. We're brought up in sin. Mm-hmm. But God provided a way so that we don't have to stay there. He also gives us joy. You know how he gives us joy? Listen to this. This is from John 15, verses 10 and 11. It says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Joy comes in keeping his commandments and abiding his love. He gives us freely his love. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates his love for us is that while we were yet sinners, before we deserved it, Christ died for us. gives us life. John 10:10 says, I've come that they might have life. John 3:16, we've seen that all over the sports lately. Why? Because it says that he loved us so much that he gave his only son that we would have eternal life. So what's the point of telling you everything that you already know? Because it should change the way we live and the way that we respond to life. You see, when we come to understand that we don't deserve anything that we have, then we can walk in true humility. We can stop making demands of other people that we think we have a right to because we come to understand we're no different than they are.
Amen.
We can start making humble requests, realizing that we're all on the same level. We can stop taking offense at things that people say or do because, again, we realize I don't deserve it. We can stop being jealous of what other people have because we don't deserve it any more than they do.
Amen.
It should change the way we live. We can live in gratitude. We can think about, wow, look what this is that God did for me. I had nothing. He gave me everything I got. We can be thankful in word and we can be thankful in our actions. We talked about that before. Gratitude and word is wonderful, and we always ought to be able to do that. But if there's no sincerity behind it, if there's no action behind it, it doesn't go very far.
Yeah,
gratitude is active. Mm-hmm. It changes the way you behave.
Wow.
Mercy. Mm-hmm. When we come to realize how much mercy we have all been given, all of us have sinned. All of us need that mercy. None of us needs it any more or any less. We've received mercy, so we can then give mercy to those around us. We can learn to forgive, because we all need forgiven.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Well, there's an unspoken counterpoint to that, isn't there? If you're not willing to give mercy, you're not going to receive mercy.
Amen.
And that's backed up by the things that Jesus says about forgiveness. So I'm not going to take very long today. You know, I actually meant to tell a couple more birthday stories, but I won't, even though they're good stories, I won't embarrass my wife without asking her first.
Oh, go ahead.
She gave you green light.
No, I just think that I think it's such a special story because it illustrates the point of just changing the way that we think about things. And you know, when it's our birthday, we sometimes get thinking, well, you ought to treat me special. It's my birthday. We get upset because maybe somebody didn't remember or we didn't get what we want or whatever the case may be. And I confess, you know, yesterday when I thought it was just going to be an ordinary day and there wasn't going to be anything special about it, and I keep saying, well, it's just another day. I always tell Linda, that's just another day. Don't mean nothing. Well, okay. Maybe I was just a little disappointed that it was just going to be an ordinary day. Well, it did turn out to be an ordinary day. She had something planned I didn't know about. But that's actually not the story I wanted to get to. Because it wasn't long ago that she had a special birthday. I'm not going to say which one it was. It was just supposed to be a special birthday. And she was telling me about all those other special birthdays that she had, what she remembered that she had done on those special birthdays. And I'm quaking in my boots, I want you to know. Because I'm thinking, oh, no. What have I, you know, I've got to come up with something really special. Do you know what? When we got close to the time, you know what she said? She said, I'm going to give my birthday away. We're going to do something for somebody else on my birthday.
Oh,
you know what? I never was more proud. I will always remember that day. Even though it was her birthday, not mine. I will always remember that day because it just spoke of her character. And it just completely illustrates the changed thinking that we need to have about who we are and what we deserve and what we should be doing with our lives.
Amen.
We think we deserve good things, but really we don't deserve anything. God gives us to it anyway. Gives
Amen.
It to us anyway.
Amen.
He gives us life.
Mm-hmm.
And that ought to change the way that we live.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to walk in humility, in gratitude, in mercy, and in worship. Because there is somebody who does deserve it. The Lord God Almighty, the Creator of all, our Redeemer and Lord, He deserves it. That's all I have to say today. I'm going to lead us in a quick prayer, and then if we have any prayer needs, we'd like to address those. We'll wait down here. And if you need to get things right with the Lord, because I'm going to tell you one more thing. All the good side, all the good things I just said about what the Lord does for us, He doesn't do that if you don't make Him Lord of your life.
Yeah, amen.
Then all you've got to look forward to is the bad stuff. If anybody still needs to think about that, be thinking about it. And come and make Him Lord of your life. If you need anything else, any other kind of prayer, we're here for you. And I'm going to say a quick prayer and get out of the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you did give us what we did not deserve. Thank you for giving your life on that cross. Thank you for purchasing our salvation and making available to us the riches of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.